Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to our annual Jingle Mingle. I'm so thrilled to see all of you face to face. My name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm the founder of the Women in Podcasting Network. And if you haven't joined as a VIP member yet, go to womeninpodcasting.net. And you can also join us over in the Women in Podcasting Facebook and LinkedIn groups. Go to womeninpodcasting.group to find the links for those. And you can find the Women in Podcasting show at womeninpodcasting.show. Let's jump into our party.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
I see so many familiar faces. What a joy to see all of you in person. Look at your hats. Look at your hats. Oh, that's amazing. Wonderful. So my name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm the founder of the Women of Podcasting Network and Inspiring Influencers Network. And so I have a show for both of those as well, Inspiring Influencers Show and the Women of Podcasting Show. So this is going to be recorded and broadcast on the Women of Podcasting Show. So all of your intros, and hopefully I'll get a link for your podcast that will go in the show notes as well. And so this will be broadcast throughout our YouTube channel and throughout the Women in Podcasting Show Network. So make sure when you do your introduction that you make sure to say your name and say your podcast, the name of your podcast, and then make sure you say the link, because not only, I know some of you will share it in the chat of this Zoom, but I also want you to say the link so that we can put that in the show notes and so that everybody can hear it who's just listening and not watching the video, okay? So please do include your actual link to your podcast. Make sure that you check out the member perks, the member VIP perks at womeninpodcasting.net. You can sign up there for one of our membership levels. And then you can also find us on Facebook and LinkedIn, and our Facebook group and LinkedIn groups are growing and growing every day. And you can find the Women in Podcasting Network in both those places. You can find that at womeninpodcasting.group. If you go to .group, you can find both of those. So we're at the .net, the .group, the .show. And if you go to womeninpodcasting.club, you can get straight to the membership information. And we also have a mastermind level of membership called Elevating You Mastermind. And you can join that at elevating.club. And that's really going well. And we're really excited to get going with that even more in the new year. What else we have coming up in the new year for you is a leadership program of amazing podcasters who are going to come along and teach you every month. So we're going to have events every month where people are going to come on and answer your questions. And I'm just so excited for that. I've had some amazing women leaders step up. And one of my very first leader is Francie. Is Francie here? Do I see you? I don't know if I can see Francie. Is Francie here? Maybe Francie's not here yet. She's a postal worker, so she's very busy at this time of year. So she may jump in later if she's not here yet. But I want to first introduce my new leadership team. And I will be bringing on more leaders as well. So if you're interested in a leadership opportunity with Women in Podcasting, please contact me. We have an application process and I'd love to chat with you. Whatever your niche is, you might be able to deliver a monthly live or a monthly Zoom into the Women in Podcasting group on Facebook and throughout our network. And so it's a great mutually beneficial collaboration. So if you're interested in that, let me know. Just go to womeninpodcasting.net and go to the contact page and you can reach out to me. Okay, so first, we're going to take a look at our leaders. We're first going to have our leaders come up and introduce themselves, the ones who could make it to the meeting today. So let me just take a look. So Angela Fazer of Social Bliss Blueprint is going to be leading some social media trainings for us. Is Angela here? I don't see Angela here. And then Francie, has Francie popped in yet? Francie does our networking every month. She does such an amazing job of our networking every month. So that's on the third Thursday of every month, the networking. And then Heidi, is Heidi here?
Yes, Heidi. I am. Hi.
Yay. Heidi. Heidi is going to be co-hosting the networking and maybe some other things in the future. Heidi, please introduce yourself and tell us about you.
Yeah, so like I said, I am Heidi. My podcast is The American Dream in the Eyes of Immigrants, where I have migrants come on and share their journey of coming to the United States. So I have that going on. And then I have, you know, poetry book and, you know, sell journals and things like that. So that's a little bit about me.
Some amazing journals you should check out. It's just really inspiring what Heidi brings. So I'm just thrilled to have you on the leadership team, Heidi. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm excited.
And up next, Melody Owen of Author Nation. Oh, Melody's going to bring us amazing, wonderful information about books and authoring and writing. And I've been working with Melody. Melody was my favorite leader in my other business network that I had for many years, and she ran my Vancouver group. And now I am just so thrilled to have her on the leadership team of Women in Podcasting. Melody, come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you for saying I was your favorite. Come on. We were all your favorites. All right. I am Melody Ann. I'm the founder of Author Nation. My podcast is Author Nation Interviews. And Author Nation is a community-based publishing solution. And so I work with self-published, hybrid published, traditionally published authors. And we get people published together in community. You get the accountability, you get the structure, you get the motivation, you get the resources and the knowledge you need to get unstuck. So many people are stuck writing their book, unstuck and actually finished and published. And I'll be answering book questions. So make sure you have lots of book questions for me over the next several months.
Oh, so amazing. I'm so excited for that because, you know, it's really, it's an extra stream of income for podcasters, but it's also just really such an enriching experience to join collaborations with other podcasters to do a written book or just connect with Melody. Check out Author Nation and connect with Melody and you'll be seeing more of her in the group. Denise Taylor. Is Denise here? Denise Taylor?
I am here.
Oh, you guys, Denise Taylor is so inspiring. You got to check out Denise's socials. She is so inspiring every day. I just love following Denise on social. So Denise, tell us all about you.
Absolutely. First of all, I'm so excited to be here. As she said, my name is Denise Taylor, and I am crazy enough to not just have one podcast, but have two. I just recently launched my second podcast, and so I want to highlight that one. But I can't jump in without just saying, I found a bling hat, and that's everything to me. I love all things bling. And when I saw this little hat all sequenced out, I knew it was had my name written all over. But anyway, my podcast is called I'm the Good Thing. And it really is centered around this whole notion of stopping all of the limiting beliefs that we have. So I'm an empowerment girl. And I created that podcast to be like 5-minute motivations. It happens 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 5-minute episodes designed for you to listen while you drink your coffee, do your makeup, or on your drive into work. And what we do is just really energize your morning in a God kind of way and just really encourage you to get started on the good foot. Now, you may have heard that. That's an old saying, get started on the good foot, but that's what it's really there empowering you to do. And you can check it out on the website, imthegoodthing.com. And as far as being on the leadership team, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to connect more with everyone here and really encourage you in your podcast journey. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for inviting me in.
Yay. Thank you, Denise. Yes, you're welcome. So thrilled to have you on the team. And then up next, Tiffany King, come on up. You know what? Tiffany is going to be doing Tech Talk with Tiffany. I'm so thrilled. You guys are going to love these sessions with Tiffany. Tiffany, come on up and tell everybody about you.
Hello. Sparkle sister with all of you sparkly girls here. Had to find my sparkle hat too. I'm so excited to talk about tech with you guys. And I think what is exciting is I never considered myself a tech person before I got into podcasting. And now, like, this, I built my business around podcast tech and podcast education. So like, talk about podcasting completely changing my life. My partner and I were just we're kind of the podcast tech people. So I am thrilled to be one of Jen's leaders. I love Jennifer. I mean, who in here loves her?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I just feel like Jennifer creates such an incredible community of female podcasters where we just build each other up. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you, Jen. I have two podcasts. My podcast for podcasters about podcasting is called Mastering the Podcaster Mindset, because between mindset and tech, those are the big things that hold most of us back, right? And so those are our big issues that we cover. Mindset and tech as you grow, monetize your podcast and use your podcast to get other opportunities like writing a book, speaking on a stage, doing a TED talk, you know, all of that kind of stuff that having a podcast can open up for you. We talk about on that podcast. And then my other podcast is Radical Audacity in Love and Life. And it's all about living your life without the shoulds, like going for those audacious decisions are usually the hard ones, but they're the right ones for you. And that podcast is all about that. And between my two podcasts, I think I have over 200 and something episodes, and we're going to be launching another one because I'm crazy like you, dear Denise, just a little addicted to podcasting. So I'm just thrilled. It'll be Tuesdays, I think the second Tuesday of every month. Pop in and let's talk podcast tech and let's make it less scary. All right. And let's have some fun.
Yay. Thank you so much, Tiffany. And we're so thrilled to have you on the leadership team. That's going to be really helpful to a lot of our members. So up next, Jen Hardy, come on up, because Jen, I am so excited. She is going to be one of the first ones you'll see in January, because she's going to do a 5-day podcast challenge, you guys, and it's going to be so fun and exciting. Jen from Another Mother, come on up. Her and I are soul sisters. Come on up, Jen, and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I'm Jen Hardy. I am a mom of 7. Wife of a veteran. I'm a collector of eclectic diseases and mystifier of physicians. And I help moms live the life of their dreams, even if they can't get off the couch. So my podcast is the Hardy Mom Podcast. And we talk about everything from getting your kids to pick up to dealing with a cancer diagnosis. And you can find it all at hardymom.com. And I challenged myself to do 30 episodes in 30 days. And I thought everyone kept telling me to add video. So I thought it would be really smart in that 30 days to also add YouTube at the same time. So I did that as well. And the YouTube was horrible. People don't like it, but I did it. And I learned so much. I learned like a year's worth of stuff in that month. So now I know what I don't want to do. And so what I want to do is have you join me on just a 5-episode in 5 days. We're not going to video, or unless that's what you already do, just to get kind of a jump start on the new year, because it was really great for me, but we thought 30 days, it was a lot of 12 and 14 hour days. We don't want to drag you all through that. So 5 days, I think, will be fun. So that's what we'll be doing. And I'll come in there and we'll have a live or two before that and talk about just kind of what to expect. And also I need your help, because I have this puppy and I cannot name her for some reason. This is my puppy. She is also dressed for the party, by the way. She is a teacup poodle, and I want her to have a podcasting name, except podcasting short is potty, and that's not going to work. So if you come up with a clever name, let me know. So
that's fun. That's fun. And I hope you can all make it to the podcasting challenge. So what were the dates again that we set up? Do you remember?
That's a good question.
I don't have them in front of me, but we'll post it and everything. Okay. So those are all my leaders to start the year of 2023. Thank you all so much for committing your time and for serving the podcasting community, because it's all of our missions to lift women's voices. And so that's why we're doing this. And that's why we're here to serve you. And that's why we want to hear from you as well. So we're going to be bringing up first the Elevating You members, and then the Women in Podcasting VIP members, and then anyone else who's shown up, then you can come on up after that. But first, before all of that, I want to introduce you guys, because this isn't where a lot of us are podcasters, but this is also for expert guests. And I really want to introduce you to somebody who is an icon in my community. And she has served in the military And she's a hero to me. So I want to introduce her and honor her by introducing her first. And her name is Gwen Settle. Gwen, come on up and tell us about yourself, because she has amazing stories. If you're looking for a guest on your podcast, please reach out to Gwen. Gwen, come on up and tell us about you.
Thanks, Jennifer. As Jennifer said, I am not a podcaster, but I have spoken in a number of events and on Zoom and so on. One big question I have is, have you ever had to keep a secret for over 35 years? I have. I joined the Canadian Navy in 1962, and the work I did during the Cold War was classified top secret. And I could not speak about it, not even to my family, until the end of the 1990s. Now I speak through a Veterans Speaker Bureau called the Memory Project. I've done a video for Historica Canada that's been on YouTube called Submarine Hunters, Canada and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And besides doing all those various talks, and I don't give a speech, I give a conversation, or I hold a conversation, especially with school kids, because I find it so much better if you talk with them and get their questions and so on, instead of just giving facts. And I go off track and I tell different things that have happened, and I gauge about what the audience is like and what they're looking for. So from what it was like to be in the military as a woman back in the 60s, to the top secret work I did and lessons I've learned there. But besides all that, I must say, I am very, very honored. This was my year. I was awarded, one of the people awarded with the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Medallion. And also, Archway Community Services awarded me their Archway Community Builders Award. I've done more than 20 years of volunteering and community service in Abbotsford, which I just love. So never retire, because you're busier than ever. And I'm 78 years old right now, and I'm still going like crazy. So in fact, I'm going to a Christmas party for AgriFair in about an hour.
Oh, so amazing to have you here. And thank you for your service, Gwen.
Thank you.
And again, if you're looking for a guest, connect with Gwen, because she's got some amazing stories. I know you might have to run to your Christmas party. So thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Up next, who do we have here from Elevating You Club? Anybody? I don't know if any of our Elevating You Club members are here. How about Women in Podcasting Network? Who's a $7 a month woman? Yep. Oh, the Zoom is cutting your name off for some reason. Something Graham.
Dorothy.
Dorothy, yes. Come on up, Dorothy.
Thank you. Yes, it's Dorothy Graham Odell, actually. I should cut the Graham out. But anyways, long story there. I actually have two podcasts, one Monday night called Unstoppable Overcomers, which my co-host Kimberly and I invite new guests to share their journey of overcoming and any number of areas of life. You can expect to feel when you leave to feel inspired, intrigued, and ready to start your own journey. With that, I've also had a veteran series. So I'm really glad to see Gwen here because I've made it our mission this year to help our military veterans, especially with their PTSD and suicidal ideations. And so that has been our mission this year on top of, you know, everything else. And the second podcast is The Power Half Hour, Unstoppable Business Owner. When the pandemic hit, where I live here in Windsor, Ontario, everybody's shop kind of went completely, you know, crazy and cut their funding in half. So I wanted to make sure that business owners were the front and center and give them a platform to speak about that. And you can find both podcasts on my website, unstoppableovercomers.com. And I'm also an author as well. So all that in a bag of chips.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Up next, I see Sabine. Come on up, Sabine from Florida. Come on up and tell us about you.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. And hello, everybody. My name is Sabine Quenberg. My podcast is called Become, and you can get it on become.libsyn.com. And it's about becoming the person that we are meant to be so we can live the life we are destined to live. And I have guests that I interview, and Jen was one of them, and also Paul. It was a wonderful conversation. And it's about stories that everybody can relate to, of overcoming a situation, a dark time in life where we transform to our greater self. And it's just really to inspire others to realize you're not alone, especially where we in the time that we live right now. It's just very sad that people are so sad. And I you know, just learned that Twitch died, a suicide, and he was I knew him, and I'm from the entertainment industry too. He is a tremendous dancer. So, anyways, that's my podcast. I am also a speaker, author, singer-songwriter. I'm originally from Germany. And as I said, I was a stage and TV actress in Germany for 10 years before I came over here. And I also want to let you all know I am a speaker at PodFest 2023 at the PodFest Expo. And I'm going to talk about how to start your podcast right. So for everybody who is interested in starting and want to get out of the gate with the right mindset, because I've done it before wrong. That was 5 years ago. And I abandoned my first podcast that I have. And now it's you know, I have it just for a couple of months, but I'm coming up to 10,000 downloads. And so, yeah, that's where I am. And I'm glad to be here. And I have put my information in the chat. And you can always get me at SabineKvenberg.com. And by the way, Denise, here we go. Denise, yes, we're going to talk very, very soon. I will be on your podcast. So I already got that scheduled. So thank you, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you. I knew you two should connect, you and Denise. Perfect match. Awesome. Up next, Jamie, I see you next on the screen. Come on up.
Well, hello, lovely ladies. My name is Jamie Milam, and I'm a coach, right? So I help entrepreneurs reverse engineer their goals and develop a purposeful plan with strategic systems to achieve them, because I love connecting with people who dream big. They have a clear vision of something that they want to be, to have, or to do, and yet they get overwhelmed figuring out the how. And so as an entrepreneur myself, I run 3 businesses. I am also a single mom. I've been on my own since the age of 15, had a tough season of life between that and having a baby at 19. And I always just had to figure it out, and determination played a big role. And so I then had to rebuild my life from a single Rubbermaid storage tote. And now I earn high 6-figure income year over year. And so I've learned that mindset, awareness, purposeful planning, all of these things, when we use those, we can achieve any goal that we really want to. And so that's exactly why I started my pod called Determined AF, because I want to help anybody that is determined to have that goal or to be that thing or to create something. So it's offering inspiration, and I would love to guest with you. I can offer your audience the inspiration and motivation through my own journey story, and along with tangible tips that they can step into, right? If they're too determined to achieve their goals and would like to do so with a clear plan in place, that's my jam. So you can connect with me on the gram at Ms. Jamie Milam, and you can find my podcast Determined AF at jamiemilam.com/podcast.
Thank you, Jamie. And up next, we have Kristen. Come on up, Kristen. Tell us about you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chadwick. And oh, this is so fun. I'm so excited to be here. I've been on your email list forever. And so I too have 2 podcasts. And I originally started back in 2016 as a producer for about 5 years, and then flipped over to the, oh, I want to be a host too. And so I started my own podcast called Holistic Hearts, which was all about mind, body, spirit, holistic faith. That is what I love to do. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here. All right. Up next, who do we have? Jennifer Quick. Come on up.
I'm Jennifer Quick with Soul Clarity Coaching. My focus is bridging the gap between knowing oneself as a spiritual being and living the human experience. So what does that mean? That means I am all about your soul, spirituality, the cosmos. There is nothing too wild that you can't get into with me. And then I bring it all down into reality of you got to get up every day and live a 3D physical experience and how to make that the best that you can be. So that's my focus. Currently in my life, I am mastering the pivot is kind of the private joke I got going because my life just keeps spinning on dime for the last like 4 or 5 years at least. And currently I'm in transition once again. So I've been working with a spa out in Langley, and as of December 30th, we are closed. And I'm going back to working mostly online. I do have I don't know if it's a podcast, actually. I run a show on YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that once a week called Soul Chat. And I just talk about 20 minutes of chatting things. So I'm going to build that up and I'm going to build my online community and I'm going to teach more. And I'm looking to be a guest. I'm looking to have people join me for all sorts of collaborations. I have a free sign-up thing where you get a program that I wrote. It's just a mini program video with a workbook that goes with it, but it's the 5 steps to manifesting and the 5 challenges. So it really works into why we don't manifest what we're trying to manifest, right? And so that's free for anybody who wants to go and just click on it and sign up to my newsletter and you get it for free. So I encourage you all to go and do that.
Jennifer really knows her stuff. So go and take a look at that gift. And actually, at the end of our introductions, I'll come back around. And if you have an opt-in or a gift or something, you can offer that. Okay. So we'll go back around after. So that's a great idea. And I forgot to say that at the beginning, because after all, it's the season of giving, right? So feel free to offer that. We'll go back around when we're done. But up next, who do I see next? Is it Valerie?
Yes. Hello.
Valerie.
Hi, I'm Valerie McTavish, and I help entrepreneurs use content marketing to connect with their audience in a more intentional way. So my background is in television and radio. I like to say I did 25 years because it sort of feels a little bit like a sentence, but I came out of it and started as an entrepreneur in 2010. And since then, I've been able to help businesses really tap into the power of content marketing to connect with their audience, to grow that audience, engage the audience, and sell with greater ease. I definitely work with podcasters on this front, and I work very specifically with female entrepreneurs working on their video confidence so that they can show up for their business, really be seen, and make a difference by sharing their message. And so that's basically what I do. I don't have a podcast currently. I am a producer on a podcast. I work on several other podcasts and I have a podcast program, but I don't have my own podcast right now. But I'm always happy to be on other people's podcasts because I love it as a medium. And I'd be happy to show up and chat with you about confidence, female confidence, specifically the challenges that women have about showing up for their business and getting on camera. Something I had, even though I'd been in the business forever. And I also love to talk about how to align your content strategy with your business so that you're working in conjunction as you put all that great content out to drive people to your business. Thanks for having me.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for being here. All right. So up next, and my apologies, I'm not pronouncing this name properly. Is it Andarge? The print is too small for me. With lots of people on the screen. Come on up and introduce yourself and tell us the pronunciation of your name, please.
You got it closer than 95% of people. It's Andarge.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. So I'm a radio host and I just started a podcast called Take It Off. I talk about fashion and social issues, and I have different guests come on who are experts in their field. One of the ones I just had was about business? Like, can you dress feminine in the workplace and still be taken seriously? I also talk about how fashion is changing for men. We're seeing the short shorts come back. And depending on your husband's legs, if you love it or leave it, I don't know. But we talk about how if that has anything to do with sexuality in the modern age being so fluid. So I really talk about fashion in a way that's relatable to people. I would love to have guests come on my show because, again, I can make almost anything back to clothes. And I'd love to be a guest on other people's shows. And thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's a thrill to have you here. That sounds like a fun topic. Thank you for sharing. And up next, Dawn, come on up. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, my name is Dawn Smiling. Now, I just joined your network. So I was really just coming on to kind of listen. I ran through from work and I ran into the house and I ran upstairs and I logged in. So I'm at the very beginning. My podcast is in the creation stage, but it is called Victorious Living. And the reason why I named it that is because it centers around all of the different achievements that women try to obtain as they walk through life. And sometimes they may not feel very victorious as they're going through the ups and downs of it. But my podcast is to bring women the hope of really knowing how unique and special and how important they are to this world, that their voice does matter, and how to live victoriously in spite of the clouds, in spite of the rain, just how to take that journey.
Oh, such an important message. And you're welcome to be here today and any day, even people who are just thinking about podcasting, starting a podcast, you're welcome here. And there's lots of resources. If you go to the womeninpodcasting.net website and click on resources, we have all kinds of help for you there. And then if you check out Tech Talk with Tiffany on the second Tuesday of every month, you can ask questions there, and we'll have weekly meetings from different people to help you out. So we're thrilled you're here, Dawn. Thank you for being brave enough to come up and use your voice.
Thank you.
Up next, Patricia.
Hi there, Patricia O'Brien. Don't see other Patricia's here. Yeah. So I have a podcast that has been in the works for a while, but we're in editing. And so it hasn't debuted yet. It's called Ask the Art Angel. It's an exploration of all sorts of creative pursuits, performance and visual arts, gardening, everything to do with art. And there's a lot of background in the first four episodes that I talk about the etheric realm, that which is in the unseen. From a scientific standpoint, it has some biblical references. And I am looking for professional artists or serious hobbyists who would want to speak about their medium. I love showcasing new artists and specifically those that have something to say about the spiritual component of their art, as many of them do. And I do some healing paintings, a lot of portal paintings. These paintings I do specifically for people that they ask for a particular outcome. I wrote a children's book and a song, and I just love artistic pursuits of all kinds. So it's been fun in talking with all these very talented artists and bringing it forth to bring, there's an underlying mental health component of this, is that I used it as an alternative to talk therapy for healing, because there's a component there that transcends language. So I'm Patricia O'Brien, Ask the Art Angel. And can I put my detailed contacts information here in the chat?
Yes, oh, absolutely. Please, everybody's free to put your information in the chat, because I will be putting all the links in the show notes. So thank you for that reminder, Patricia. Excellent. Well done. And what an amazing niche. Thank you for sharing that. Wonderful. So unique. That's great. All right. Up next is it Udemy or Udema? Come on up. Introduce yourself. Tell us about you.
Hi. Hi, everyone. It's actually Udema. But you can call me Udi. It makes it easy. Everyone calls me that. And I just came across I just joined your network. Probably it's only been 2 weeks. And I pretty much was looking for a group I could belong to, because I just started podcasting. I'm pretty new. It's only been a month. But I started a podcast called Raising Royalty, A New Narrative. The goal is to empower parents to recognize and harness the potentials of their children so they can defy the status quo and make a positive impact in our world today. For the past 2 years, I've been on Facebook. I have a Facebook group. We meet weekly and we pray for our kids, pray for our children, our families. But I had this burning desire to kind of mirror it down to the parents, because there's a lot of degeneration in our society. And there's been a whole lot of stuff with either people committing suicide, all kinds of stuff. And I do believe that a lot of things can be addressed in the family unit, which will help our kids. So no matter what challenges they find out there, it's not gonna take them to the extreme. So that was why I came up with that podcast. It's pretty new, it's just been a month, but I'm doing it.
Oh, good for you, good for you. We want to help women raise their voices. Whatever your issue and topic is that's on your heart, we want to provide resources to help you get your message out there. So thank you for being here. All right, up next, Marianne, come on up. Tell us about you.
Hi, sorry, I'm just in the car because my daughter just had her Christmas concert, but I wanted to be here as well. Yep, so I just started my podcast and I just put out a trailer there, and I'm recording my first, actually my second episode now, and it's going to be about, I'm focusing on empowering women to just start over if, for example, somebody had a different career choice before, but they wanted to start over, it's never too late, and pursuing what you have or passions that you have in order to pursue financial freedom, especially to immigrants here in Canada as well. I'd like to encourage immigrants as well to do that. And okay. My podcast is Finding Joy with Les.
Oh, good. And now where can people find that? What's your link, Marianne?
So, I can send that in the chat, but like I have a website. It's findingjoywithles.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. All right. So we're going to go around again. I'm going to start with the leaders. And if you have
didn't get a chance to introduce myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You never know. Yes. Sorry. Vanessa?
I wasn't going to say anything until.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, because sometimes Zoom, you know, they make pages and I don't see everybody. So
yeah, thank you. You're fine. I was like, you know what? Maybe she's saving the best for last because I got the fun background. We'll see what happens.
I love it. I love it.
So I actually just joined your email list 2 days ago. So I really, this is so random, but I'm kind of the person like, let's just do it and see what happens. I am starting a podcast with my best friend. We come from the social work world. All of my friends are doctors and therapists. So we have a lot of deep conversations about self-empowerment, mental health, et cetera. And I consider myself a wandering woman. I really want to talk about what that is and what that looks like and what that experience is for other women and really just have a conversation piece. I know Gwen kind of said that when she speaks, she likes to have a conversation, and I'm big like that too. I always state how I wish that other people could hear what we're talking about because our concepts are just so deep. And so I'm excited to get this process started. Listening to all of you, it sounds like you have a lot of amazing experience. So I'm still in the works of it. Really, I'm buying myself podcast stuff for Christmas. So this is literally just the beginning, but I figured I've only been in this world for 48 hours, but why not be part of it now so I can start off on the right foot, kind of like what Sabine said. So Jennifer, thank you for having me. Sorry that I kind of cut you off. I just want to make sure that I said hello, and all of your stories are awesome. Also, I'm calling from Michigan. So Dorothy, I live next to a U of M house. They actually painted their whole house like U of M. So it's kind of funny you have that. But I will list my Instagram. But I will definitely follow that website that you have to make sure I can follow those resources and follow up. But I just want to say hello and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you jumped in, Vanessa, because otherwise I would have missed you there. So thank you so much for doing that. Please, if you're ever on any of our Zooms and if I miss you or something, just jump right in there. It's very, very, I want to empower you guys. It's all about you guys. It's not about me. So thank you for being here. So now we're going to go around. And if anybody has a gift, and you can always find the gifts from Women in Podcasting if you go to the womeninpodcasting.net website. and you click on resources, and then it says free downloads and trainings. And I have some master classes there that can help you. And I have a bunch of downloads, like 60 interview questions and 11 ways to monetize your podcast and different things like that that can help you out. So go there and you can download all that stuff. So I want to go around and see if any of you have some gifts that you want to share with everybody. So just, I want you to just say the gift and where they can find it if you have a link for that. Okay. Hey, Melody, why don't we start with you? Do you have something you want to share?
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. I have the Author Nation planning checklist for nonfiction authors so that you know what you're getting into and you enjoy the process and do it, you know, produce an awesome book. And I'll drop the link in the chat. Thank you, Jennifer.
Okay. Could you say the link for us too, Melody, just for
absolutely.
The
absolutely authornation.online. authornation.online. Thank you, Jennifer.
Very good. Thank you so much. Tiffany, I bet you've got a lead magnet you can share with everybody.
Well, it's a little bit better than a lead magnet. We are also podcasting gear retailers, not just like an Amazon shop, like we're actual retailers with all of the tax clarifications in all of the United States. Unfortunately, our Canada friends, we can't ship to you yet. But if you need podcast gear, there's all kinds of sales going on right now. And when you buy gear through us, you also get a complimentary audio audit and help setting up your gear. So my website is www.casamediapro.com. And my email is, I'll put it in here, hellopro@casamediapro.com. Email me and we'll help you get the right gear. We're working on getting our retail shop up on our website. It's not up yet. It's quite a complicated process, but we have like any gear you want, we have access to. So happy to help get you set up and save some money. Lots of sales going on. So
awesome. And also, there's tech companies that use Tiffany and her partner as the training hub, right? Tell us about that just for a minute.
Yeah. So we're kind of the bridge between tech companies and podcasters. So the big company we're working with right now is Hindenburg. Hindenburg is a recording and editing platform similar to Audacity, but way better and way easier to use. So we train people on how to use Audacity. And when you purchase our training program, you also get a free trial, 3-month trial of Hindenburg Pro, and then 30% off the price of the subscription. And it's a really good price already. It truly makes recording and editing easy breezy. And then we are also doing their first ever certification program. So you can become a Hindenburg certified editor. We're in the beta launch for that right now. And the actual program will be going live in February. So if you're a podcast producer and you do editing as part of your business, getting the certification is a powerful piece to help people see that, yes, I actually know what I am doing, because it goes more into like audio engineering type of education and is very in-depth. And so to be a Hindenburg certified editor will be a big feather in your cap. It's going to be like, it's a really cool thing. We've been in hours and hours and hours of meetings with Hindenburg to make this like the best training possible. So reach out to me. I'll put my email in there. Follow me on Instagram and send me a DM. Facebook, send me a DM. Doesn't matter. I'm in Jen's group. Tag me on a post. Happy to answer any questions you have if you need gear or need help getting a good editing program that makes it easy.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tiffany. And then Denise, do you have anything you want to offer as a gift? Do you have a download or something like that?
I do. I have an ebook, and it's an ebook that's 7 days to personal renewal. I actually took myself on that journey when I had my job eliminated, and there's nothing that shakes your confidence like having your job eliminated. And so I put together the ebook to kind of help other people go through that process of reformatting their life, but refocusing their life. I was captivated by the wave, goodbye. But anyway, refocusing their life and really just getting back in the game. And so that ebook is on my website. Again, it's www.imthegoodthing.com. It's available on there.
Nice. Thank you so much. And Jennifer Power, Jen Hardy, come on up. I'm sure you have a lead magnet or something valuable you can share.
Actually,
as a gift.
I'm just reworking all of my things, so I don't have a free thing. And I'm so sorry. I know.
Okay.
I'm just in the middle of doing all the things. I do have, my journals are ridiculously on sale on Amazon because I forgot to raise the price back up.
Just tell us where we can see those then if somebody's looking for a journal for a gift.
If you can go to hardymom.com and then click on books at the top. They are 2.5-pound journals. They're full-size 5-year journals, and they're only $9.99 on Amazon. I'm literally not making anything. I just wanted to get them out for people for the holidays because there's 3 different ones. There's one if you are an entrepreneur or if you're a mom with chronic health problems or you just want to get happier. So
do you have one there to show people? These things are massive.
They are like textbooks. I literally just gave them all away at my podcast meeting, all of my proof copies. But they're 8.5 by 11, like
really big,
look like a huge textbook. They're literally 2.49 pounds, according to
that's
Amazon.
A really good deal for that though.
So, I'm not making like 10 cents, I think, a book. So right now it's just to get them out and let people have them. So
Oh, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have a gift, a giveaway or an opt-in, a lead magnet? Yep. Valerie.
Yes, I would love to share something that I have from the video marketing side of things that I think is super relevant to all podcasters, and that is my Confident CTA Guide. So this is an ebook that's going to walk you through all of the pieces of your calls to action so that you are doing it effectively and confidently at the end of your podcast and doing it in a way that's going to get you traction. It's going to show up as leads and engagements and traffic to your website. So that Confident CTA Guide is something I would love to share with everyone. I'll put that in the chat. Thank you.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. Sabine, I bet you have something.
Yep. Yeah, sure. I have many. Well, first of all, let me also just say real quick what I do besides my podcast. I am a communication and confidence coach. I help coaches and online entrepreneurs to create their celebrity signature talk so they can build powerful content, increase their confidence, gain clarity around their offer, and allow them to position themselves as the expert. So, and I would like to give away a free strategy session. So I know people have like different needs, either if it's in front of the camera or if they want to start their podcast or whatnot. So I'm there for you. And basically the link is, I'll put it in the chat, but it is my website name, sabinekevenberg.com/free-strategy-session.
And Dorothy, did you raise your hand? Did you have a gift? Nope.
No, I'm in the process of revamping everything as well too. So I don't have anything at my fingertips to just put in there at the moment, but I will in the new year.
Sure. Yeah. This is a good time of year for that. I always do development over the holidays, just creative stuff, you know, that I really want to manifest in the new year. So I have something called Planning Your Best Year Ever. You can find that on the Women in Podcasting site at womeninpodcasting.net and go to resources and then free downloads. And you can download that workbook to help you work through some of that stuff. So Jamie, did you have something, a gift you wanted to share?
Yes. I have just a quick little one pager download, a freebie download, 6 simple steps to building a great strategic plan. So you can find that along with the link to my podcast, my website, and my communities at Linktree, which is LINK, if everybody's not sure, linktr.ee/Ms. Jamie Milam.
That's great. Anybody else want to share? Jennifer, quick.
I just wanted to actually mention my freebie again in the freebie section of your editing video. So it's 5 steps to manifesting and the 5 challenges. It is not like the secret movie. I actually tell you how this works and how to make it, you know, how to actually make it work, right? Because we want to produce reels. And it's only available right now on my Facebook page because I've redone my website and I can't figure out how to put it over there. So I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. But right now it is available. Facebook.com, and it's Soul Clarity Coaching, if anybody wants it.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much. Does anybody else raise your hand so I can see you if you have something you want to share? Sabine.
Actually, I would. I am starting in January. It's a challenge. It's a 6-week challenge called the Freedom Lifestyle Challenge. And one of the things that I realize when I work with my clients, that there's a gap between their offer, their idea, and actually the sales. And so I put together a program to bridge that gap from idea/offer to sales in 6 weeks. So if anybody's interested, just contact me and I'll share more about it.
What's the link, Sabine?
I have to put it, I don't have it in my memory, but maybe you can share it. So
maybe send it to me and then I can put it in the show notes.
Perfect.
Feel free. Anybody send it to me in the next 24 hours, I'll put it in the show notes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Does anybody else, Don, did you have something? I just couldn't see. Your screen went dark. I couldn't see. Did you have something you wanted to share, Don?
Oh, no, I'm not sure why my screen is so dark. I'm going to have to work on that. I'm so busy writing down everything that I'm hearing. So no, I'm not sharing this year. I'll be sharing next year.
Perfect. We also have a summer party too, like this. And we have networking every month. Just so you guys know, we have networking every month with Francie. Francie couldn't make it. She's a postal worker and she's very busy at this time of year. She's amazing. She does a great job with her networking on the third Thursday of every month. You can come and do the same thing, show up, tell about yourself, your podcast, if you want to be a guest, and introduce yourself and meet lots of people. Lots of amazing collaborations happen through this and through our daily posts in the Women in Podcasting group. And you can find our groups in Facebook and LinkedIn by going to womeninpodcasting.group. Okay, so you can find both of those groups there. Jennifer, quick, yes.
Sorry, I was just double checking my link and actually it's not Soul Clarity Coaching. It's just Soul Clarity. So I posted it wrong.
So in Facebook,
correction in there.
So in Facebook, it's in Facebook, then is it facebook.com/soulclarity?
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, it looks like we can end on the hour. We had, you know, like 90 people say they were going to come. So we had less people. And so I was able to give, you know, each of you a little more time. So I really appreciate getting to know each of you. I just really love this. I just love hearing about your ideas and what you're doing and everything. And so thank you so much for showing up for this and in the group. Please keep sharing. Keep sharing your voice. Don't give up. If you start to get pod fade and you start to get discouraged or anything like that, show up to one of our meetings, show up in the group. We will be there to encourage you. I just want to help lift women's voices. I want to be there for you and help you however I can. And I know all the other women in the group feel the same. And so it just means the world to me to know you, to hear what you're doing. And it's just so joyful. Thank you so much for being here. If you haven't signed up for the Women in Podcasting membership yet, go to womeninpodcasting.net and click on the join tab if you want to join the membership. And members, I am always loading new things in there. So go to click on members and log in and you can find new resources every month. So thank you all for being here and we'll see you in the new year. Bye for now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Jen. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for being here.